It is time now for our Wonderful Water segment, your monthly update from Owassa. Carbaro and Chapel Hill residents use about 7 million gallons of water every single day. Today, we are going to be focusing on preparedness as it is hurricane season in the Carolinas, also National Preparedness Month. We've already seen the images of Hurricane Dorian's impact. We've got another couple of months left in hurricane season this year. So what do you do to prepare for an emergency? What should you do to prepare for an emergency, and what's happening behind the scenes to ensure the water keeps flowing? Today, we are joined by a couple of special guests from Owassa. We've got Tiffany Hawley, who is Owassa's Water Treatment Plant Operations Supervisor, and Tyrus Johnson, who is Owassa's Safety and Risk Manager. Tyrus, Tiffany, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Tiffany, let's start with you. Tell us about your role as Water Treatment Plant Supervisor.
So I'm the supervisor of the team of people that operate the plant. So the drinking water treatment plant that provides water for all uses, drinking, for bathing, fire hydrants. So that's what we do. We treat the water at the plant.
Awesome. Tyrus, how about you?
I'm more of a safety facilitator as far as collectively collaborating with supervisors, managers, employees, just to ensure the employees safe, to allow them to produce safe water for the community.
Awesome. So we're in the middle of hurricane season. I know the peak time is between August and October, and then the season continues kind of into November. So this is crunch time when it comes to hurricane preparedness. What does Owassa do to be prepared? What did Owassa do ahead of the hurricane last month?
So we actually stay prepared for a lot of different situations. If we have, you know, some sort of an equipment failure or power failure. So during hurricane season, we just kind of ramp up that response. Mm-hmm. And so our preparations can be, you know, a little more in depth than what we normally do. We have two diesel generators at the water plant. So if we lose power, we can generate our own power. So in advance of hurricane season, we'll just make sure that we do our testing beforehand, make sure everything's fueled up. You know, we make sure that our chemicals are full, you know, the treatment chemicals that we use on a daily basis. We make sure everything's topped off. You know, we're doing everything, getting ready for any kind of a situation, make sure our maintenance is correct, making sure all of our equipment that is available for service is in service. Everything all the way down to making sure if we need to spend the night that we're ready to spend the night.
Have you spent the night?
We have. Yeah. I have done that myself.
This year or just in
last
the past?
Year.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Dorian wasn't, fortunately for us, it missed the Chapel Hill Carbaro area. Mm-hmm. Hurricane Florence did not. What
it
happened
not.
Last year?
So thankfully Florence was not as bad as it was predicted to be, but we ramped up a substantial amount of preparations to make sure that we as an organization were ready to meet whatever challenges that we could face. You know, everything from, we purchased satellite phones to make sure that we had multiple lines of communication. If we had a loss of cell phone towers, if we had loss of regular voice over IP, internet service type telephones, you know, making sure that we could communicate with our offsites. We made sure that we stressed our safety requirements with our staff, that if we got into high wind scenarios, that they would, you know, secure themselves. Secure equipment at the plants, making sure nothing would blow around or float away. Our wastewater plant, they're surrounded by a creek that often floods, so they have to prepare, and they got trapped in for a little while, and so they ended up staying. I believe the longest stay that they had was about 6 days. But they were prepared. And
just like from start to finish, you're there for the entire
yes.
week. Oh man,
bring your stuff because you're staying behind.
Man, I was at the station overnight. I thought that was bad.
No, they stuck it out, and we appreciate them for it. Yeah,
absolutely. So you also lent assistance to other counties as well.
We did. There's an organization that we belong to called NC Water Warn, and so it's a mutual aid organization between municipalities in North Carolina, and there's a seat at the North Carolina State Emergency Operations Center, so a request can come in from another facility, and in this case it was from a system down on the coast, and they needed help. They needed staff and they needed equipment. In this case it was a vac truck, which is basically a large vacuum mounted to a very large truck. Mm-hmm. And in the case of flooding, a lot of times sediment will collect in areas that you need it removed from, and a vacuum system is a good way to remove that. So we had a crew ready to go, and they actually got called off very, very last minute, right before they were fixing to leave town. But they did, you know, a great job getting prepared, and that's something that, you know, we never know what system might be in a scenario that they're in need of help. And so being able to reach out to our neighbors and get that help is a fantastic thing.
We're speaking with Tiffany Hawley from Owosso. We've also got Tyrus Johnson here in the studio, also from Owosso. And we've been talking about what Owosso does to get prepared, but what should individuals do to get prepared for hurricane season?
Well, individually, definitely for your water storage, you want to definitely be proactive in storing bottled water during the hurricane season between June 1st and November the 30th. As well as if once we get to the hurricane warning stage, we want to make sure we fill up the bathtubs, anything that you can do to conserve more water, to keep more water in case you need it, depending on if the power goes out, how long the water system is going to be down, so on and so forth. Other things you need to store as well as the water are, you know, cash on hand and things of that nature, just to ensure, you know, banks could close and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. How much water? How much cash?
Yeah. Typically, a gallon per person per day.
Okay.
Then you got to think about your animals when you're doing that too, your pets and things of that nature, that they have to hydrate as well. So you want to make sure that you have enough for them at least 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
Enough supply.
So you think about 3 to 5 days for,
absolutely,
yeah, plan for, and kind of the same thing with cash. Just kind of have that in your head of how much you might need to have cash on hand. So what else should people do to get ready?
Other thing is you can have a hurricane preparedness plan. For example, if you have important documents, which everyone does, you want to make sure you have a watertight sealed bag or container to keep those documents in so they don't get soaked. Other things that you need to have is you might have individuals with illnesses or infant children, things that are so medications, anything that you may need of that nature. You want to make sure you have all of that stuff stored and ready to go, just in case you have to evacuate in those type of situations.
Awesome. And thinking about filling up the bathtub and having the bottled water in case the tap water stops working. But if you're in the middle of a hurricane situation, maybe the power's out, but the tap water is still functioning, is it still safe to drink? Is everything still fine with that?
Absolutely. Your tap water will still be safe to drink. You will still be able to flush your toilets and everything of that nature. The only time that you wouldn't be if we sent out an advisory or if the water had to get shut down for whatever reason, and then we have methods of communication to getting out to the community and to the customers about that.
Speaking with Tyrus Johnson and Tiffany Hawley, how can people stay informed? How can people get information from Owosso?
Okay, so you can go to owosso.org, go to our website, and definitely has different avenues there to stay up to date on what the water situation is. We also have a Twitter feed and Nextdoor as far as social media sites to where you can get in contact with us and find out there. But the main thing that I would encourage everyone to do is to go to our website to apply and sign up for OC Alerts. And OC Alerts kind of gets that message out immediately as far as emergency situations concerning water.
Owosso.org for that. And again, that's OWASA, Orange Water and Sewer Advisory, or Owosso.org, the website. Speaking with, again, Tiffany and Tyrus, and as we wrap up this conversation, I want to talk about the fun side of Owosso as well. So what's your favorite water memory? Tiffany, you got to tell me about camping out overnight, at least.
It's usually an adventure. You have to kind of plan ahead. My son is 10 years old, and the first time I had to spend the night at the plant, he made sure to send me with his favorite stuffed kangaroo so I wouldn't get lonely. So it makes for kind of a sleepless night a little bit, because there's a lot of check-ins that we do frequently. But you know, it's what we do, and our job is to keep the services going, and so we do whatever it takes to keep them going. So yeah, I still have a picture of my cot with my little kangaroo from my son.
Oh, that's cute. Tyrus, how about you?
With me being on board for 6 months, I would have to say my favorite and most exciting thing about my job is seeing the process and how the water goes from coming straight out of the river or out of the creek to the finished product that we send out to the city. And it's just an amazing process to see how much it actually goes on in order to provide clean water to the community.
Awesome. And again, you can get more information on Owosso online at owosso.org. owasa.org is the website. Go there, get more info. And as Tyrus said, sign up for OC Alerts there as well. Tiffany Hawley, Tyrus Johnson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And again, that's your wonderful water moment this month. Stay hydrated and learn more about water preparedness online at owosso.org.